This Chazor is a Chinesh of Bechachas Roshalak of Yom Yehuda Masechet Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Bekesef, Beshamer, Omen, Bedinner. Why does Beshamer require a dinner? So Reb Zeir said, because a woman is particular and will not agree to become a Kedeshah for less than a dinner. Abaye asked, if so, then girls like the daughters of Rabbi Yane, who were very particular and would not accept less than 3 kavs of gold dinners, so you're going to tell me if they would accept a dinner for a Kedushin, it actually would not take effect? Reb Zeir said, if she clearly accepts less, all would agree the Kedushin is valid. Beshamer say their halacha when she received the money at night or when a shliach accepted it for her without her specifying how much she would accept. In those cases, Beisham may say, we assume that she would not accept less than a dinner, and therefore anything less will not create a kedushin. Rav Yosef said the Shita of Beisham is based on Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Asi, who said that whenever the Torah mentions kesef, it refers to the more valued kesef tzuri. When the Rabbanan mentioned kesef, it refers to the less valuable local currency. Therefore, since kedushin is mentioned in the Torah, it must take on the higher valued dinner. The Gemara just quoted the statement of Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Asi. Now, is that true that whenever the Torah mentions kesef, it refers to kesef tzuri? The pasuk regarding making someone swear when he admits to a claim against them, it's learned from the pasuk that says kesef, and yet a Mishnah says that this term refers to two me'ah. Now, if Rav Asi is correct, the Torah refers to a silver coin, not a particular currency, and as such, there would be no basis to say that two me'ah coins are needed. Since the Mishnah says that there must be two, it suggests that kesef in the pasuk refers to money in general, and the Rabbanan are then to decide how much is meant. And for the more, the statement of Rav Asi is correct. The reason that in that case two coins are needed is because the pasuk says kesef oy kalim, and we learn that just like kalim, lashon rabim refers to two, so to kesef refers to two coins. We also learn that just as kesef refers to a significant item, so to kalim must refer to a significant item. In fact, regarding ma'aser sheni, the pasuk says v'tzarta kesef biyodcha, and yet the Mishnah suggests that even copper coins can be used. And for the more, the use of the letter hey in the word ha kesef is an inclusionary term and teaches that in this case even copper coins may be used. In fact, regarding Hegdash, the pasuk says, "V'nasan ha-kesef v'kamloi," and yet Shmuel says, if one redeemed Hegdash with copper coins, it's considered to be redeemed. Mar says, there's a gzera shava on the word kesef to ma'aser sheni, which teaches just as over there, copper coins may be used, by Hegdish, they may be used as well. Fechmer, regarding the Kedushin, the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach, from which we have Gzeirah Shavah to the purchase of a field, where the word Kesef is stated. And yet, Beisil will say that a Pruta is sufficient. Should we say that Rasi only follows Beishamai, who say that at least a dinner has to be used? Rather, we must say that Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Asi said that whenever a pasuk mentions a set amount of kesef, it refers to money of tzuri. And when a set amount of kesef is mentioned by the Rabbanon, it refers to local currency. But again, this is only when it's a set amount stated in the Torah or stated by the Rabbanon. Fechmer, what would be the chiddush in saying this? We've already learned in the Mishnah, which says that the 5 slum for pidyon haben, the 30 slum for the penalty for the owner of an ox that killed a slave, the 50 slum for the penalty of a rapist or a seducer, and the 100 slum penalty for the defamer, all must be paid in the mana of tzuri. Mar said the chiddush is the second half of that statement, that when a set amount is given by the Rabbanon, it refers to the local currency. This concept is not something that is stated in the Mishnah. Zok Tamar Vayter. Rish Lakish said the Shita Beishamai is based on Chizkiah, who says that the pasuk of Vehefta, written in by an Omer Avriya, teaches that the Omer Avriya must be allowed to redeem herself from slavery by paying the master for the amount of years left her slavery. Meaning, for example, in a typical case, we take the amount that he paid for her, and we divide that over the 6 years until her automatic freedom, and we use that proportionate rate. If she or anybody else wants to redeem her from the slavery, that's what she has to give, a sixth of that amount for every year remaining. Now, this halacha can make sense if the master originally paid a dinner, because then, when divided for the remaining years, there will be at least a pruta remaining for each year. However, if the initial purchase price was a pruta, there's no smaller amount for her to give. Therefore, it must be that the initial purchase is for at least a dinner to allow for the diminishing. Beishamai learned kedushin from Omer Avriya, and just like over there, a pruta is not sufficient, so too for kedushin, a pruta is not sufficient. Fact number no, who says maybe only a half of a dinner, or maybe only 2 prutas have to be needed, are needed, because that too would allow for diminishing for redemption. Mar says not, because once we know that the amount can't be a pruta, the Rabbanan designated the dinner as the minimum amount that can be used. Rava says the Shita Beishamai is based on the logic that Jewish girls should not be looked at as cheap, and that's why a pruta is not enough for kedushin, and a minimum of a dinner would need to be used.